Question number 9, we're going to start with Jeff, then Ernie, then Barbara, then Stacy. My neighbor, who has owned several water shares, now waters her backyard, about a quarter acre, constantly from when the water is turned on in the spring until it's turned on in October. It waters weeds and it's such a waste. What can the council, police, inspectors, others do about this?
The only thing we can really do is we'd have to monitor that. And we've talked about that as a city council. We've talked about putting meters on the irrigation water. That's a difficult thing because of the cost involved. And I think the main thing is if you see a problem, just let us know. We'll try to talk to people at first and have them just not water unnecessarily. And water is a strange thing because if you don't use it, the state takes it from you. If you do use it too much, you get fined. So there's kind of a balance there. I always thought that water, you just use it and, you know, and you have a great time. But again, the state, if you don't use your water rights that you have, the state will take them away. Another problem we have that's significant is there's way more water allocated than that we have available. And so I know they're trying to do things to, when people don't use their rights, to take them away and try to get to the point where we have the water being used equal to the water that we actually have. We need to be careful with water. There's ways to water. I think the education is the best way. Enforcement's always the worst thing to do. They're our neighbors, so if we can convince them and talk to them, I think that's the best way. But if you see a significant problem, let us know, and then we'll try through education to help people understand when they need to water, when they don't need to water. A great thing I learned from Mayor Hatfield, and I love this, he scopes all of the sewer pipes every year, and we have avoided so many problems because we're doing some preventative work, and I love that about him. And we need to, like I said, with water, I made a comment the other day that I thought rain was free from God, but I found that the state of Utah controlled rainwater.
Jeff made a comment to me that you're sitting up here and you don't get the questions you want because you go, oh, I couldn't really answer that question great. I think we all feel that way. I like this one. Water is an easy one for me. Last year, we were the 8th driest year based on flows in American Fork Canyon. We had water restrictions in the city of American Fork, and we had enforcement, and people reported it, and when it was reported, it was enforced, okay? I agree with Jeff, that should be the last thing. 2 years ago, the city of American Fork, by law, the state said you have to have a water management and conservation committee. I sit on that committee, along with Councilman Frost and several city members, and some other community members. And we were asked to sit on them. The city members were, our employees were appointed by the mayor and the city council, and the rest of us then were put forward and appointed. And that committee has made recommendations to city council, and the city council has been very good in implementing them. Last year, we made the recommendation that the restrictions go into place, and they did, and they were effective. And we used a lot less water last year than we did this year. This year, we're probably gonna be like the 40th since 1928. We got a lot of water this year. But that said, our system, if we use it, we'll break it. It's not designed to water 24 hours a day. Education is a big deal, and I think that's the direction we need to go. And that board that I sit on, that management committee, is working on education.
It's nice when they pass the microphone down, it gives me an extra second or two to think. Actually, I couldn't agree more about education. What 99% of the people or more out there, if they understand, if they are educated, if they realize the importance of the things that they're asked to do, will do them voluntarily if they understand. And I would recommend not so much going out and enforcing, but educating for sure. I would recommend bringing back the group, the Neighbors in Action Council, having people in different neighborhoods working with their friends and neighbors in a cooperative effort to educate, to listen again, communicate, so that everybody understands their viewpoints and they feel like they're being listened to. They say, oh, I didn't know this, what can I do to help? Or they realize, I have been doing something wrong, I didn't realize that. Or on the other hand, they say, there is a good reason. A lot of people don't understand why the city businesses and the parks water during the day. There is a good reason behind that. If the water isn't used during the day, it flows out and nobody can use it. So that's the plan. So communication and education are the keys to working it out.
Okay, I would say that I think Ernie has a little bit of an advantage answering this question, which is good. But water is one of the most precious resources we have here and where we live. It limits our growth. It makes it so that we have the ability to live here in a place where we don't get continual rainwater. So it needs to be kept in consideration that people are using the water as if we don't live under that restriction. I think if I were faced with this particular scenario, I would go, my inclination is to go and ask more questions. I would want to know more about the scenario to see what was exactly happening. If they were using their water shares, yeah, I would just want to know more information. And I would want to, if you report it, typically they have to see it happening in order for it to be enforced. I think the best solution is to create some way to incentivize people to use less water. So I don't know the correct answer for doing that exactly, but it would need to shift towards a model that would naturally incentivize people to use the less water.
All right,